Praise the Lord. Amen. It is amazing grace. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we don't have to walk out there in the darkness. Oh, praise the Lord. We have God's word, and he's touched our hearts. And here we are tonight to sing his praises and to hear his word, to worship the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, Jesus. So we have so much to thank God for. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin here tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you again for another opportunity. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that you've given us much, oh, help here. Oh, Lord, oh God, much grace to bring us here, to show us, to lead us, to guide us. Oh, Lord, to talk to our hearts. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you'd move here tonight. Oh, God, I pray that you'd use your word. Oh, God, to talk to us, for here we are. We're pilgrims. We're strangers in this world. Oh, God, there's much confusion all around us, God. Oh, Lord, oh, many talk, and they don't know what they're saying. But, oh, God, oh, Lord, let your word direct our hearts. Let your word talk to us, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. You know how to give us the, oh, God, the tongue of the learned. Oh, Lord, despite our educations, our backgrounds. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, our ancestry, Lord. Oh, Jesus, thou knowest it all. And I pray, oh, God, that you talk here tonight. I pray, oh, God, that every need would be met. I pray that you put faith in our hearts, and God, put thankfulness within us, Lord. Oh, God, a thankful spirit for what you have done and what you're going to do. Oh, God, that a great appreciation, Lord, that, oh, God, you intercepted our lives. Oh, God, you brought the light into the darkness so that we might see and understand. And I pray, oh, Lord, that you would talk to us tonight, Lord. Use this word. Oh, God, give me the words that I need. I know I can do nothing without you, Jesus. I ask, oh, Lord, that you would divinely move in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord. Help the blind eyes to be opened tonight. Oh, God, speak to the deaf ears, Lord Jesus. Let thy will be done, I ask, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord, Jesus. Oh, our God is good. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes, thank the Lord. Here we are. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Another Thanksgiving just upon us. And, oh my, we have so much to thank the Lord for. I know with the Lord every day should be a day of Thanksgiving. Appreciation for the great and wonderful things that he has done in our lives. Amen. Oh, my. And I do want to say here as I'm beginning here that, Lord willing, this coming Friday here in the United States, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, we do hope to have our second prayer session online using Zoom. And I've sent links to those that are connected with our prayer list. And if you are listening to me and you'd like to join, then please let me know. Please let Jane know or somebody know who can inform me or Sister Sharon. And anyway, by God's grace, we'll hope that everybody who has that desire to join us will be on. It's going to be on Zoom. There also are some call-in numbers in case you don't have that kind of access. Then you wouldn't be able to see us, but, you know, we could communicate. Praise the Lord. But anyway, the desire here is that we're going to pray, that we're going to talk to the Lord. We're living in times like we've never seen before, and we need answers. And, you know, this is not a time to just chat, though. It's going to be, you know, we're going to get to know each other better and be able to share. But, you know, the main purpose of this session, this prayer link, is to talk to the Lord. Amen. Oh, yes, to join together where two or three are gathered together in the name of the Lord. He said, there I am in their midst. And that's my hope, that, you know, we're not going to get carried away with trivia, but we know we're going to be talking to the Lord. And I believe it, we're going to see the Lord move in ways we've never seen before. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it would be 6:30 p.m. Central Time. There, the connection, you need the links. So, oh, by God's grace, yeah, just let us know. Praise the Lord. And of course, if you're not in Central Time, you need to, you know, figure out how that corresponds. Praise the Lord, depending on where you are. Praise our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We had a wonderful time. This is our second session. So, you know, our first time was pretty happy. And you know, we're just looking for a joyful time talking to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, as we've already mentioned, we know that tomorrow is a day that we call Thanksgiving here in America. And oh my, you know, we see many words of thanksgiving in God's Word. And I know from what I've seen in my lifetime that, oh my, wonderful things happen when we praise, when we worship the Lord, when we have a thankful heart. Even sometimes just the littlest, you know, just a pause in the day and saying, Lord Jesus, I love you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your blessings. Lord Jesus, I love you. You know, it tells us in Psalms 22, verse 3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. And praise the Lord, so it is. The Lord lives in our praises when it's done from a heart that is right with God. Oh, we don't want to, you know, be a hypocrite. If you're living in sin, you need to get right with God. Amen. Because that's going to hinder, you know, he's not going to be able to answer until you have a heart that is repentant. But praise the Lord, what a gift it is when we can openly praise the Lord and know that, you know, our hearts are right with God. Praise the Lord. And oh my, you know, it's such a needful thing. I know that wonderful book of the Psalms ends with, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He deserves our praises. He needs our praises. Oh my, how things change when we're willing to offer the Lord the fruit of our lips. That is the fruit of our lips, giving praise unto our God. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus for the great things that he has done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to call this message tonight the Song of the Redeemed. The Song of the Redeemed. And let's, as we begin here, let's go to Psalms 107 here. Praise the Lord. Psalms 107. Just a few verses here. It's a long Psalms, but I'm thinking I'm just going to do the first portion here. It tells us here in Psalms 107, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, it's such a wonderful thing if we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes, you know, here we know there is the need to be redeemed from the world of sin. We are all born into this world of sin, but the Lord Jesus shed his precious blood that we didn't have to walk in those sins. We didn't have to stay down there in the muck and the mire in those sinful ways. No, he came to deliver us from our sins. And when we realize the greatness of what the Lord Jesus has done. Oh my. And that he has redeemed us, that he has set us free. Oh yes, he's going to put a song in our heart. Oh yes, there's going to be a realization, oh, for the great things that he has done. I know David the psalmist, often talked about it, but you know, Psalms 40, a few verses here, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, I think David, as a psalmist here, oh my, he realized the great deliverance from bondage, from sin. Oh, yes, what God had done for his soul. Amen. Oh, that's the glorious deliverance that you could ever, ever imagine, to be set free from your sin. And oh, yes, it's quite descriptive here as David talks about the horrible pit, the miry clay, and that's where we all were before we knew the Lord Jesus. But what a day, what a day. Oh, yes, when the Lord got our attention and took us out of that miry clay. Oh, we might have been stuck pretty good. Oh, maybe one even thought that they were never going to get out of it. Maybe it wasn't even considered. Maybe there wasn't that knowledge of what was going on in one's spiritual life. But praise the Lord, that day when all at once there was that realization, oh my, I need Jesus. I need to turn my life over to the Lord. I need to get right. I've got to repent. Oh, praise the Lord and our faithful God. Oh, he took us out of that place of condemnation. Oh, that place where we were stuck in the miry clay. He took us out of there. And he set our feet upon a rock. Oh, that rock is Christ Jesus. That's his word. That's the firm foundation. And our lives must be set upon the rock, Christ Jesus. How he takes us and establishes our goings. You know, that's when life begins. Oh, yes. We begin to see and understand and turn it over to the Lord and let him give us real life. Oh, yes. You know, it was like we were dead in our sins and in our trespasses and not knowing the living God. But it's, oh, a beautiful thing to recall how he took us out and how he established us. And then from there, how he put that song in our heart, even that song of praise unto our God. And praise the Lord, it gave us a testimony. It gave us a testimony. So yes, you know, it goes on to say that many shall see it. And fear, and of course the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you don't fear God, in other words, if you don't have respect for him, and that, you know, realization, if you don't turn your life over to him and get right, he's going to judge you. No, there must be a respect for God, a fear. And that's the beginning of wisdom. That's where it begins. And praise the Lord because of that song, that new song that he puts in our heart. Oh, it says, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, our wonderful God, the one who has delivered us. Amen. And set us free from this world of sin. Amen. That bondage. Oh, boy, you know, how do you ever get out? Oh, my. I just thank God. I don't know, even as a girl. If it wasn't for God's mercy, somehow he caught my attention and helped me to realize, hey, there is a lake of fire. There's a hell that's awaiting those that don't turn from their wicked ways. And praise the Lord. He put it within me to turn my life over to the living God. Oh, yes, he called me to repentance, and he filled me with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And we can say if we've been redeemed, as it tells us in Psalms 89, verse 15, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Oh, praise the Lord leading us. It's his light that's going to get us home. Oh, we walk in his light even. And you know, that's how we know the way to go. That's how we are led by the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Isaiah 30, verse 21, here Isaiah is prophesying and saying, in verse 21 here in Isaiah 30, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left. Oh, praise the Lord, that voice that speaks to our soul, his word that's forever settled in heaven, that speaks to our soul. And oh, yes, so we know the way. Oh, what did Jesus say there in John the 14th chapter, verse 6? What did he say? Oh, he told them there, oh, as he was beginning that discourse, he told them in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And that's right. That's how we get to God, through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the flesh of God, who came to this world to identify with humanity. He put on flesh so he could become one of us, so he could dwell with us. And praise the Lord to show us the way. Oh, yes, there is no other way. No, you're not going to find it through Allah. You're not going to find it through Buddha. You're not going to find it through Judaism. No, you must turn to the living Savior and let that light, come across your path so that you can know the way to walk in this world. It's a confusing place. Oh my, there's, sounds all over the place. There's voices all over the place. All kinds of theories and interpretations. And how we need something that's built on solidity, on the rock, Christ Jesus. Something that doesn't change. Something that isn't one way, one moment, and completely different the next. And believe me, I've seen that in my lifetime. I've seen complete reversals of thinking. But oh my, God doesn't change. He is God and he changes not. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. So his plan was to give us the Holy Ghost so that we could hear his voice talking to our hearts and saying, as it tells us here again in Isaiah 30, verse 21, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. And you know, it tells us in verse 22, ye shall defile also the covering of thy graven images of silver, and the ornament of thy molten images of gold. Thou shalt cast them away as a menstruous cloth. Thou shalt say unto it, get thee hence. See, that's saying, adios to the old world, to the way of sin. Oh my, the former life, you know, it's throwing it away, all those things, all those idols. And I'm not just talking about idols that people bow down and worship to, images, in other words. I'm talking about things in the heart that separate us from God, goals and ambitions and things that are not right in the heart. Oh yes, things that one holds onto that separate them from God. Oh, he begins to show us. He begins to show us. And oh, we begin to see and understand what life is all about. And oh yes, oh, there's things that, you know, are going to go. All those Harry Potter books and all those old albums of music that was in rebellion against God. All of the things that pertain to the world that need to go, that the Lord convicts us of. Oh, praise the Lord. What a day when he got a hold of our hearts. Amen. And oh, we wanted to get rid of all of that stuff. We wanted to throw it away. Suddenly we could see, and it was horrible to us. It was like a icky old menstruous cloth. I mean, come on, nothing pretty about that. But oh my, that's what sin looks like to God. Thank the Lord for the day when he got our attention. And all at once, you know, there was a change, and we realized, hey, I'm not in accord with God. I'm a mess. I've got to get right. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, for that wonderful day. Amen. When he talked to our hearts and we could see and we could understand. And oh, yes. Oh, that joyful sound. The joyful sound. Oh, what a day when Jesus came into our heart. Oh, my. How he made us over again. All those songs we can sing because we know the reality of a life that's been turned over to the Lord Jesus. Amen. And therefore we could walk in the light of God's countenance. Oh, praise the Lord. He's going to lead. He's going to guide. He's going to show us the way. Amen. Oh, thank the Lord Jesus. Oh, how we need the Lord. You know, Psalms 107, just to continue a little bit more of that. It talks about that old way when we were wandering around in our sins. Oh my, you know, if we look at the fourth verse there in Psalms 107, it says, they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Oh, see, all the jeopardy that one gets into, all the involvements, oh, all the sorrow, all the pain. Oh, life can get so messed up. Oh, you might think you have woven such a web that you don't see how it's ever going to get detangled. But praise the Lord. Oh, the Lord hears those cries. Oh, the soul that's fainting inside, that hunger and thirsting for righteousness and that realization, oh, that one is a miserable sinner. We all were there. And oh, thank the Lord for, oh, when it hit our hearts and that we cried unto the Lord in our trouble. And he delivered. And going back to the verse there, that's, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And it tells us in verse 7, and I know I apply this to ourselves. And it says in verse 7, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, the right way. You know, our natural inclinations are contrary to God. It might surprise you. But Isaiah 55, verse 8, you know, he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Oh my, that's the way of it. And how we need to give heed, oh, so that we can go to that city of habitation, that place that the Lord has prepared for his people. Oh, praise the Lord, that we would be led by the right way. Amen. Oh, the way that leadeth to life. Amen. Amen. As Jesus said again in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And praise the Lord. When God got a hold of our heart, our being, our thoughts, and we turned it over to the living God so that he would lead us, he would become our shepherd, and we could walk in his ways. Oh, and be led forth, oh, in the right way, as it tells us in verse 7 here in Psalms 107, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, praise the Lord, that place that God has prepared for his people. Oh, yes, again, we were in such trouble. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, as it tells us in Proverbs 14. Oh, how we needed the Lord to get a hold of us and instruct us. And praise the Lord, if we've been redeemed. Oh, yes, there's a song of praise. Oh, therefore, we can say so. Oh, yes, that the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Praise the Lord. And all this process that's been going on as God gathers his people together. Praise the Lord out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Oh, praise the Lord. So one day we're all going to meet together. We're not going to have to meet over Zoom, or not at all. Or, you know, I tried to travel, you know, many, many miles to see another. We're going to be together in that city where the Lamb is the light, forever at home with the Lord. Oh, fellowship with our God and fellowship with one another. Praise the Lord in that land. Oh, that the Lord has prepared for his people. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord Jesus. And here, just read a couple more verses of this 107 Psalm, verses 8 to 9. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, that great need. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Oh, praise the Lord, the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrows with it. Oh, the great blessings when we know that our hearts are right with God, and we have fellowship with him and with one another. Praise the Lord, and we walk in the light as he is the light. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. But oh, yes, our spiritual man, our spiritual person can never be satisfied until we find the Lord Jesus. There is a spot. God, the Creator, the one who made us, he's reserved a spot deep within our being for himself. And I'll tell you what, you might try to fill it with gadgets, with riches, with esteem, I don't know, like whatever you're looking for homes, houses, boats, cars, I don't know, prestige, whatever people look for. There's nothing that's going to satisfy that spot but the Lord Jesus. There is no other one that can fill that void. You might try it. You might look here and there and try this and that and go from one Oh, these days from one marriage to another, trying to seek the right spouse. Come on, this is folly. No. God reserved that spot in our hearts for himself. And praise the Lord, for he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, the song of praise that he gives to his people. You know, in Exodus, the 15th chapter, we see a moment of great rejoicing at that point. Oh, they have just been delivered a few days before out of Egypt. And then, of course, we know the story. They came to the Red Sea, and oh, it seemed like an impossible situation. There, Pharaoh had decided to pursue, and oh my, that realization that he was behind them and the big old Red Sea in front of them. And so it seemed like they were stuck. But our God is never stuck. No, he knew how to deliver them. Oh my, he knew how to do the impossible. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, he made a way for, you know, those winds to blow. And oh my, the waters to become a wall so that his people could walk through the Red Sea as if it were a highway of dry land. Amen. Oh my, what a miracle. And, of course, the Egyptians who were behind and were able to see how Israel had crossed over thought that they could do it too, that they could pursue. But, oh, my. Oh, my. God knew what he was doing. God had a plan. God wasn't stuck. Amen. Oh, my. Oh, those Egyptians tried it. Oh, they had their chariots and they tried to, you know, pursue the Israelites across that Red Sea. And God just let them get out there far enough so that they were all out there. And oh my, their chariot wheels begin to stick. And oh my, they begin to think they could flee. But oh my, no, God had Moses stretch out his hand over the sea. And the waters came upon the Egyptians, and they were drowned. Oh my. I'll tell you what. There they were, the Israelites, after that great and glorious deliverance. Oh, from something that seemed so impossible. And here we have it here in this 15th chapter of Exodus. Oh, the song that Moses and the children of Israel sang as they realized what God had done. Oh, we see it there. We read it there in the 15th chapter of Exodus. It tells us, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariot and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumeth them as stubble. And with a blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as a heap. And the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. Verse 9 tells us here in Exodus 15. The enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. But oh, what did God do? Verse 10 says, thou didst blow with thy wind. Oh, nothing hard for God. Thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, amongst the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand. The earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased. O praise the Lord, thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thy inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in. In the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And you know how so much of this is symbolic. Oh, the things going on in this world right now, as we walk through this world, and oh, many times, you know, there's confusion and things aren't clear and we're not readily accepted. And of course, right now we've got these mandates, and oh yes, we see the conflict. It's very great in some parts of this world and very horrible. Oh my. But God sees his people. God hears the cries of his people, and oh my, you know, he's got a plan. He knows how to deliver us. He knows how to redeem us. Oh yes, oh, from the plight of the enemies, oh, from all of those things. And oh my, he knows how to do it. And oh, there's going to be a day. There's going to be a day when our God returns to this world. Oh, coming this time to judge the world in righteousness. Oh, that point when he has received the congregation, when he has received his people. And oh, yes, he puts forth his hand. Oh, yes. Oh, boy, to bring forth his people, and the curtain shuts, and time is no more, and he comes, he breaks through the sky. Oh, praise the Lord, and his purchased people, those that he has redeemed, oh, everyone, until, you know, it's come to the full, and the people of the Lord have been brought in. Praise the Lord. Till the people pass over, O Lord. Till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Our God, who is very aware of the goings on in this world. Who sees it all and knows it all. Oh, is very mindful of his people. Oh, yes, that moment when all his people have been redeemed. And then, oh, he puts in the sickle to reap this earth. Praise the Lord, to reap this earth with his righteous power. Amen. And so it will be. So it will be. Praise the Lord. But oh yes, this 15th chapter of Exodus, all the praises that came forth, that song that Moses and the children of Israel could sing unto the Lord, because they had been redeemed. They had been set free. Praise the Lord. And they knew who had set them free. Oh, they knew it was by the hand of God and none other. There was no other possibility. So they could sing. They could sing, oh, unto the Lord with all their heart, the song. Oh, that they had been redeemed from the Egyptians, from the fear of them, and what they had intended to do. And so it is, you know. We're going to be on the other side one of these days. Oh, yes, this is going to end. And those that have thought to overwhelm us, to take over, to completely control this world, to bring about their one world. Oh my. Be that moment when God laughs and has them in derision. And oh my, it's the tables will turn and God's judgment will fall and their plans will be stopped. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. But yes, God redeemed the children of Israel back in that day. And he had another plan, oh yes, to redeem his people from spiritual bondage. Oh yes, because although, yes, the Israelites needed to be redeemed from Egypt, physical bondage, there is also even a greater need, that need to be delivered from the snare of the devil, the fowler of the evil, all that, all the adversary tries to put forth to trap, to snare, to bring down, to take as many with him as he possibly can. But praise the Lord, our God's got a plan. And praise the Lord, there is a song that the redeemed are going to be able to sing, because God has delivered us from the snare of the devil, the snare of the fowler, oh my, the pit of sin, all of that that was upon us. Set free by the blood of the Lamb. And here in Isaiah chapter 62, we have Isaiah prophesying. Oh, praise the Lord. He tells us, if we go to the end of this chapter, the whole chapter is wonderful, but going for the moment to verse 10 here, it tells us in verse 10, go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones. Lift up a standard for the people. And praise the Lord, these preparatory steps. The prophets were proclaiming the way that would come. Oh, the Messiah that would come to redeem them from their spiritual bondage. And oh yes, we know there was one named John the Baptist, who came to prepare the way of the Lord. Oh, yes, to make his path straight. And oh, he came as a voice in the wilderness to cry and to declare, oh, the need to prepare one's heart to get right. Oh, yes, to repent, to turn away from sin. It tells us in Luke, the third chapter, talking of John the Baptist in verse 3, and he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Here comes John the Baptist. Oh, that voice of one crying in the wilderness. Oh, yes, and here, quoting from Isaiah chapter 40, that need to prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. Oh, praise the Lord. It talks about the valleys being filled. Oh, and every mountain and hill being brought down, being brought low. In other words, the things that are high and mighty, the things that are proud and haughty, God bringing them down and lifting up the humble. Lifting up the humble. That's how we get to God. Oh, yes. Oh, by turning our life over to Him, to seeing our great need, to bow our knees to the living God and humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that we might be exalted in due season. Yes, in due time. And then, you know, boy, oh boy, John was talking about it. Yes, every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. Yes, and the crooked shall be made straight. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the Lord Jesus coming on the scene to bring the way of truth, the way of salvation, the way that the redeemed, oh yes, could be, oh, set free, or those that were in sin could be redeemed and set free. Amen. For we're all part of that kingdom, that's kingdom of the enemy there, the kingdom of the devil. So the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth. Oh, I love how the Lord takes us. Oh, we come to Him as we are, but then, oh my, our eyes begin to see, our ears begin to hear, and oh my, we begin to comprehend with our brains what is right and what is wrong. And all at once, oh, those rough edges have to go. Oh, all those unclean thoughts and all those all old sinful ways, they have to go, you know. And there's an act of repentance that must follow. Praise the Lord. And, you know, those rough edges must be made smooth. And all those crooked ways, all those ways of sin, they have to be made straight. Amen. That's what repentance is all about. That's what coming to the Lord Jesus is all about. Amen. Oh, to give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Oh, a heart that can be touched by the living God. Oh, praise the Lord. Back here in Isaiah chapter 62, verse 11. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Oh, I like that too. It's not just for, you know, one region, one particular people, but it's to the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. Oh, praise the Lord. These prophetic words. Oh, the one who would come, the Savior. Oh, God, Almighty, robed in flesh. Praise the Lord. Oh, his reward with him. Oh, he came to seek and to save those that were lost. And you know what was going to please him? Oh, he was going to make his soul an offering for sin, as it tells us in Isaiah 53, verse 10. But praise the Lord. Oh, it tells us in verse 10 here in Isaiah 53, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see at the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, And he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus Christ saw us from the cross. He saw in the midst of his great travail there in Gethsemane. Also, he saw the travail of his soul. Oh, this is what it was all about. There was a people, that he would redeem, a people that he would buy with his blood, a purchased people that he was buying with that blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary. And praise the Lord, that was the travail of his soul. And you know, it satisfied him. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, because he knew that that price that he was paying there, oh, to atone for our sins, would justify many. Praise the Lord. It would make us just in the eyes of God. Oh, so that we could come to him. Oh, and let him take that burden of sin. Yes, for he shall bear their iniquities. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what a gift we've been given. He bore our sins on the cross so that we might come to him and be forgiven our sins. And praise the Lord. Oh, as he was making his soul an offering for sin, he saw his seed. In other words, he saw his sons and his daughters, those that would be the redeemed of the Lord. As it tells us here in Isaiah 62, verse 12, and they shall call them. He's talking about his sons and daughters, the purchased ones. Praise the Lord, his people. Oh, praise the Lord, the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Oh, praise the Lord. What a gift we've been given. Oh, brought back. Oh, to God, so we could be reconciled to God. Oh, praise the Lord, and have fellowship with Almighty God and walk with him. Oh, yes, as he speaks to our hearts. Yes. Because he sent back the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It tells us in Galatians 4, verses 4 through 7 here. If we can just quickly go there. Praise the Lord, this beautiful passage of Scripture. Praise the Lord. Galatians 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And praise the Lord, verse 6 tells us here in Galatians 4, and because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, the Spirit of adoption, as Romans 8 expresses it. And you know, that cry that comes forth is, oh, that Spirit of adoption comes forth in our heart. Oh, that, you know, the sound that comes forth, oh, as he begins to fill us with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he sent forth the Spirit of his Son. Oh, yes, he sent it forth on the day of Pentecost in Acts, the second chapter. And praise the Lord, it wasn't just for that moment. It wasn't just for that time. But no, it's for all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call, as Acts 2, verse 39 tells us. Amen. Oh, yes, so we can be his sons and his daughters. Amen. And yes, as it tells us again, Galatians 4, 6, and because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Oh, praise the Lord, a purchase, possession. So, yes, we become his children, his families, the ones that he died for, his seed. Oh, yes, his referral in Isaiah 53. All these things, you know, describe that relationship, oh, that he bought for us, that, oh, the ones that he had redeemed, the purchased children. Oh, yes, to become his sons and daughters. Praise the Lord as he sends forth the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, Abba. Oh, yes, Daddy, Daddy. Endearment term here as he becomes our personal Savior. Oh, our God, the one that shows us the way. Praise the Lord that leads us to life everlasting. Oh, what a joy to think, you know, that we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we've been bought by his blood that he shed for us, that we might become his sons and his daughters. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, our wonderful God who paid such a price for our salvation. I'd like to go to Colossians here for a moment. You turn a few pages over to the book of Colossians here. The first chapter. Praise God. Colossians 1. It tells us in verse 11. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Praise the Lord. And meet there means fit or appropriate to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Goes on to say, verse 13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, it all refers to, oh, what God has wrought there. Oh, his gift of salvation. How he takes us from the world. He delivers us out of the power of darkness so that we are translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. Oh, heirs of eternal life, therefore. Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Therefore, praise the Lord, we're translated. You know, we're no longer in the kingdom of this world in that sense that we're walking, you know, we're here in the physical sense, but there's been a transformation where spiritually we've been taken into the kingdom of our God. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. And it's such a beautiful thing. You know, he talks about that in Ephesians, the first chapter, how, you know, we're taken, you know, we're made to sit in places together, spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Praise the Lord, you know, because we have been translated out of the kingdom of this world in the spiritual sense into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, what a song he puts within us. Oh, what a song of praise unto our God. Oh, yes. Oh, the prophets foretold of it often. Isaiah 26, the first few verses, it tells us in Isaiah 26, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates of the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the gift of salvation. You know, what has God appointed for walls and bulwarks? Oh, those walls, those bulwarks were mighty important in the days of old to keep the enemy out. Oh, they were a sense of protection in the physical sense. But oh, in this new covenant, oh, this time period that we walk in, this dispensation of grace, praise the Lord by the gift of Jesus Christ. Oh, there's a new song that can be sung in the land of Judah. Oh, among the people of God, in reality, we have a strong city. Oh, what has God given us? He's given us salvation. Salvation instead of walls and bulwarks. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. That's our protection. Oh, we're wrought in Christ. Praise the Lord. He becomes our Savior. Oh, yes, the one who can hide us from the tempter, who can keep us from the evil, who can deliver us from temptation. Oh, praise the Lord. And it says, open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Oh, praise the Lord. The gates of salvation were opened at the cross so that, oh, yes, oh, there would be a people that could enter in and sing the song of praise unto our God, a song of the redeemed, because they had been set free from the follies of the devil. Amen. Oh, it tells us in verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Oh, what a song he puts within us. Oh, praise the Lord. I believe, you know, Isaiah chapter 12 is, you know, kind of clues us in. Oh, yes. Because here it talks about that day, too. That day when there would be a great salvation. Oh, from the tempter, from the bondage of sin, all the things that held us back and separated us from God. Oh, so we can sing the song of the redeemed. It tells us in chapter 12 here of Isaiah, and in that day thou shalt say, and I believe when it references in that day here in the book of Isaiah, it's talking about that time when Jesus Christ would come forth and introduce the kingdom of heaven through his teachings, through his miracles, and then give his life a ransom on the cross so that he could pay for our sins, so he could redeem us by his blood. Oh, praise the Lord. And then, yes, to send forth the gift of the Holy Ghost so that we might be filled with his Spirit. Praise the Lord, and be led by the Holy Ghost. Oh, and it tells us here in verse 1, and in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Oh, God has no pleasure in sin. Oh, he doesn't, oh, love the works of the sinner. But, oh, praise the Lord for that day when, oh, we got right with God. And his anger was turned away. And, oh, he comforted us. Hey, the Holy Ghost is the comforter. Amen. And we could say, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, He also is become my salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. And we know that name, Jesus. Joshua, or Joshua, means Savior. Yes. Oh, he also is become my salvation. My Joshua, my Jesus. Amen. And it says in verse 3, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, those wells of living water. Oh, yes, Jesus invited that Samaritan woman to drink of those waters that he was offering. Oh, that would come forth on the day of Pentecost. Those wells, oh, they're so deep that there's no bottom to them. And you can draw from them. You can draw from them. Oh, a well of living water that, oh, goes through our being to give us the strength that we need to walk in this world and overcome. Amen. To walk with the Lord Jesus. Oh, to forever have more and more and more. Those waters. Oh, there's no end to those waters. So therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Oh, yes, he begins to describe the glorious day of the Lord. Oh, the day of the new covenant when we can drink of the living water. And he says in verse 4, and in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Oh, that's what Thanksgiving is all about. It's not just one day of the year, but oh, it's a life that's given over to the Lord in praise. Oh, yes, that ability to call upon his name, to declare his doings. Oh, yes, we can testify of the greatness of our God among the people. We can make mention that his name is exalted. Oh, there's no name like unto the name of our Lord. And oh, how exalted he is. Oh, and he's going to be exalted even among the heathen. Oh, on that day. And therefore we can sing unto the Lord. For he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. And this chapter ends by saying, cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Oh, praise the Lord if you've been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. If you've been redeemed by him. Oh, praise the Lord, then you know how great he is. And he is in our midst. Oh, praise the Lord, he walks among us. He talks to our soul. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And praise the Lord, we can sing unto the Lord. Oh, yes, it's a new song, a song of praise unto our God that many shall see and hear. Oh, yes, a praise that's capable of changing lives. Amen. Oh, we can sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, cry out and shout, folks. Cry out and shout, folks. Amen, thou inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. We can declare it. We can shout it. We can cry it out. Oh, our God, he has given us a song of praise in our hearts, a song of the redeemed. And oh, my, how we can declare it and how we need to declare it in the land of the living. Oh, yes, because it's going to be a testimony of the greatness and the goodness of God. Turning to one last place here, Revelation, the 14th chapter. Oh, here it tells us. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I'll tell you, you know, if you're not clear with this, the 144,000 represents completion, the whole family of God from the time of the old covenant to the time of the new, every one of God's children is completed. And you know, if you have questions about that, you look at the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation, and you can realize when, there's 12,000 from each of the tribes designated. We know that it represents completion because it tells us in Revelation 7:9, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, that praise. And so we have it here in Revelation 14, God's people, the family of God together. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 and 4,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Oh, these are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. All the overcomers, those that have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, oh, praise the Lord, that have turned their life over to God, and they're not defiled, or not engaged in spiritual adultery. Oh, they're free, oh, from sin and walking in the light, oh, and following the Lamb whithersoever he goeth, redeemed from among men. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, to be among that multitude. Oh, praise the Lord, to be one of them. Oh, brothers and sisters, there joining together that song of the redeemed. Oh, praise the Lord, as we worship like we've never worshiped before. Oh, praise the Lord, as we sing that song, that new song before the throne. Oh, praise the Lord, because of that moment, there's the full realization what that blood of Jesus Christ wrought, what he did for us, so that we might be set free from the world in all the ways of the world. Oh, that we could be delivered from that bondage of the devil, that we could be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, that price that he paid for us. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you love him tonight? Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, to join in with that ransom throng. Oh, to sing forever, to worship before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, our Savior who wrought such great salvation, who bought us with his blood. Praise the Lord, the song of the redeemed. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus for what you have done. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, turn it over to him tonight. If you're not there yet, turn it over to Jesus now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we're going to open our chorus books to number 169 and sing, I Will Sing of the Mercies of the Lord Forever.
Praise the Lord.
Number 169. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing. I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing. I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God bless you all. Be safe. Have a wonderful night.